Good morning. I want to know how many of you would identify yourselves as a Christian? Okay, most of you, okay. And exactly what does that mean? Let's just one line, maybe followers of the teachings of Christ. Would that be sum it up? Maybe some of you do, whether you see Christ as, or Jesus Christ as our God or our brother, it doesn't matter.
It's how about just walking with Jesus as your friend?
Yes, right, absolutely. Okay. And what does that mean exactly when we go back? And I'm not a Bible scholar at all, but we see Jesus changed water into wine. He healed the lepers. He did a lot of, he changed the loaves of bread and fish and fed people. And where are we at with that? Okay. And we, a lot of us may think there'll be some day where, oh wow, now I can do it. I've gotten this power. I can do all these things. I can change the water into whiskey if I want to. I want you to understand something. You have the power now. You all have the power now. You are all powerful beings. These meat suits in within us is this illuminated, beautiful soul that has the power now. So what's in our way? Why aren't we there? And even the easy one, like being Christ went among the lepers because he was immune to any illness. You've got that power now. You could do that. We can do that with our mind. The idea that we can catch something is a belief. And we can change that belief. One of the problems is we're all like this big red onion, and there are many layers, many layers. In the middle is who you really are. But we have to peel off the layers. And many of us have to go. And one of the things, when we all, before we reincarnated, we got together with our guides and we decided what we were going to do when we came down here. Okay. And then we come down here and there are so many distractions. And there are actually forces who don't want us to be in our power. And let's say that one of the biggest distractions right now is technology. Right. We take our guidance from the man on TV rather than from God. We kind of forget that. How many meditate regularly? Yeah, right, like that. That is one of the most powerful things we need to do. And one of the ways we can release these things we're talking about. When I was given all these glyphs, that was 20, 25 years ago. I was clueless of what I came here for. I was totally clueless. And I was such a fearful person. Fear controlled my life. When I graduated from high school, I was offered a completely paid for college education, and I went to college. And it took me a long time to get here. It took me a long time. Because I've always been an introvert. I just want to stay home in my mountain home. And that's when I would meditate, and I got that writing with script on a board, and it was telling me to try guided writing. And so I worked at it, a message came through, and more and more was coming through. And then one day I said, well, I wonder if God would talk to me. I was standing in the kitchen, and I heard very clearly, I'll talk to you. And I thought, oh my God. And I ran and I write everything down. I have to write it down. And it was very simple. It was like God was talking to a third grader, because that's where I was. I was like a third grader. He says, you and I are one. We are one with all things. And it went on and on. And then it said further down, it was just one page, please understand, you must speak out. And I thought, me, you must speak out. You cannot learn if you do not speak out. And as you speak out, others will learn. And I thought, me? And so I started getting these glyphs to remove the sadness. And I just kept one after another. And the woman, a woman did a reading on me. She said, you're getting these from a cavern in Peru. There's these stone tablets and you're getting all this. And I thought, well, okay, that's interesting, maybe. But afterward, I would actually talk with Source and I would be told what to, he said, I want you to create a glyph to heal damaged nerve bundles. And each glyph has an empowerment statement. And it told what to, it tells the glyph what to do. The glyph has consciousness and it tells the glyph what to do. And so I used that and I thought I was going to fall on the floor. It was, we all have damaged nerve bundles. And I would get more and more and more. This went on for some time. And after a while I realized I had to put, at the time I didn't know how to love anybody. I just really didn't love anybody. And I certainly didn't love myself. But as time told, you need to write a book. I did not want to write a book. I did not want to do that. But I went ahead, took me 3 years, I got the first book out, and the second book, and I just kept trucking along. And I never stopped being an introvert. But I realized I had to get them. I went to Toastmasters, I did whatever I had to do. And every one of you has the power now. Whatever you signed up for before you were born, you have the power. And if you don't know what it is, then you need to start digging. You need to go home, unplug that television set, put your cell phone in the drawer, and spend time in meditation. Meditation is the most powerful tool you have. The most powerful tool you have. You need to seek that God within. I mean, if we go back to the Bible, go within. The answers are not out there. They are not on the television set. And God will not talk to you through the television. Unplug that thing and spend some time in meditation. Spend some time in meditation. Nothing is more powerful. Because each of you has a big job to do, and you may not know what it is, and age does not make a difference. I didn't know, 20 years ago, I didn't even know why I came here. Well, I do now. And now I can't stop. I'm married to what I do. I have to keep getting this stuff out there to help people. So, we're trying to do a lot of things in one day today. I'd love to go on more, and I'd like to help anybody who's willing to help uncover who you are and get the answers for yourself. And there's many ways. The glyphs in my book are one way. Bach flower remedies are another way. Many of you know what that is. There's all kinds of ways to help you uncover and get those layers off. And they don't take as long as they used to. Get those layers off and find out who is that right in the middle. Every one of you is an old soul, a brilliant old soul who've been here lifetimes after lifetimes after lifetimes, working on who you are. And you've got a job to do. We came in here to bring in light. We came here to bring in light. So what I was asked to do, it was if I would teach people dowsing. And I thought, that sounds like a good idea. If I can put that all together, I could probably speak on this another half hour. But I think we want to go ahead and I'd like everybody to learn the art of dowsing. It's a tremendous power. And when we speak to, and who are we getting our answers from? When we're dowsing, who are we getting our answers from? We all have what's called an innate. That is not an entity. It's a power within us that keeps our heart breathing. I mean, we don't have to stop and think, okay, in, out. We don't have to tell our heart to beat. We have an innate intelligence in us. And the message may be coming from the pendulum may be working through our innate, could be working through our guides. But we'll go ahead and like everybody to get yourself comfortable. And if anybody did not bring a pendant of any kind or a pendulum, I brought some extras. Are we ready? Okay, you should have one on the top that says, what part of my body is most in need now? So what we want to do is you take your, you get one of my pendulums here. First of all, let's just program our pendulum. Who has never used a pendulum before? Okay. So you take your pendulum and you hold it where it's just between your fingers. What I avoid is putting it across your hand. You want to avoid your body influencing it. You can influence it with your mind, but that's not what you want to do. You want to get your information from whether it's your innate or the universe. So you program it and you would say it, swing it back and forth with the deliberation and say, this is what I intend when the answer is yes. And you want to swing it back and forth in front of you. This is what I want to see when the answer is yes. Then you swing it the other way and you said, this is what I want it to do when the answer is no. Okay. Now then you take your pendulum and where you hold it is right where that little center like circle, half circle is. That's where we're going to work on. And swing it deliberately to number 6. And you say, if the answer is number 6, then I want you to swing in the way of that answer. Then you try another way. If the answer is number 12, then you swing in the way that answer is. You want to tell your pendant and what innate, what you want it to do. Okay? Now, ask yourself the question, which part of my body is most in need of health improvement now? And see which direction it swings. I got number 7. Okay, it should swing to one direction. And if it's not working, then your mind is getting in the way, okay?
How do you know if I'm swinging it, how do I know when it's landed on
there? I would say get your string down to about that long.
Okay.
Don't get too much. You want that string out of the way. You get it, wrap it around a finger or something.
So, since the numbers are so close together, after I think I know which one it is, I then say, is it this number?
And you could.
Yes or no.
You could. If you see, the numbers are quite close together. Yes, but you could go ahead and ask it, is this the number I'm to follow?
Otherwise, do I just keep swinging until it stops?
Okay.
Swinging it around.
Once you get the number, once you get it, then stick with that number. The more you kind of redo it, you may get it confused.
My question is, how do you know when you get a number? Does it stop over it?
Okay, you will swing it. You'll be swinging it back and forth gently, okay?
I'm not even doing anything. Yeah.
It's going in a circle.
Right.
It's confused.
Like me.
Okay. So try to slow it down, just and stop it. Stop it with the other hand. Just get it to stop and then start again and say, what part of my body is most in need of health improvement now? Go ahead and do it. Now you've got to keep it in that bottom, keep it over the little circle in the bottom, okay? And then see, pick it up off the paper and say, and then ask yourself in your mind or out loud, what part of my body is most in need of health improvement now? And does it drink?
Maybe just
set it. Now you're moving your hand around.
Okay.
It'll swing to the number. Oh my
God. It'll swing to a number.
Well, no, it doesn't stop.
It'll just swing to a number and see which number it swings to.
It'll swing.
It's swinging to 11.
Okay.
Crystal clear.
Oh my God. Okay. You know what? All right.
That was my number. I wonder if it picked up.
10.
My energy.
Okay. Then go to the next page. After you get a number, you go to the next page and you see what is that number. What it is I got. I got my stomach. What is the number of what you were getting wrong? Okay. Does that relate to you at all?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Everybody.
I got breakfast.
So did I.
Okay.
Okay, anybody having a problem? Did you get a number? Number? Okay, now, on a 1 to 10, how important is this my problem? A 1 to 10. So, you start off with the 1 being not that important, okay? And say that number to yourself. Okay, 1 being the one important. Then go to 2. And then keep on 3. And when it reaches where it swings the other way, that means that's where it's landing. It means, like if it goes to 3, and then at 3, at 4, it swings the opposite direction. That means my urgency of this important thing is number 3. So my problem is not that important right now. Now you need to do that on the paper. You just do that up in the air in front of you. And say, how important is this? How important is my stomach problem? Is it a 1, a 2, a 3? It's a 2. So my stomach problem, whatever it is a 2, which is not that critical. Maybe it was the onions I ate this morning. I don't know. Maybe it's a whiskey I'm drinking. Okay. And see where it quits. And that would tell you, if it runs up to 10, then you need to stop and think about it. But we are just practicing, so don't take it all too seriously. Okay? I'll give you a few minutes. I'm going to give you just a couple minutes to see if we get an answer on that. All right, so now let's go to the next page, which should be the vitamin. All right, we're going to do two things for this. You're going to, keeping your pendulum at the little center hole, you ask, what vitamin is my body in need of? And see what number you get. And once you get the number, you can look on the next page, and then someone pointed out, the person who did this for me, whose work I was copying, left off vitamin D, so I just want you to all know that, vitamin D. Okay, when you get a number, you look on the next page and think, what vitamin do I need now? And if you ever do this, and you might want to do this on your own, do this before you take any pills in the morning. Do this. You don't want to take a vitamin because then it won't show up here on the. Okay, so you would do this in the morning. And so I think I'll try this myself.
It's not doing anything.
What's that?
It's not doing anything.
Well, maybe you don't need anything. Did you take any pills this morning?
Yes.
Okay. You want to do this before you take anything. Okay, so I'm going to see what. I'm going to do this. I didn't take any pills. What vitamin is my body in need of?
Why is it going anywhere either?
I got number 8. I got vitamin B5. That's interesting. Okay. You could actually, if you're doing this sometime, and I would take this home and play with it, you would ask for, is there another vitamin I need? Okay. But for now, let's say, what vitamin does this body have an excess of? If you have no excess, it will just go sideways. What vitamin does this body, my body, have an excess of?
Oh,
and my pendulum is going sideways. You need to just relax and let it do its
11. See, I got a scroll.
No.
No, 11 is big. I didn't
Mind moves quite freely because actually the mind lets it free itself up. It lets it free. Yeah, you could swing it and see what then ask what vitamin is my body have an excess of. So, and then the other one is going to be what mineral. It's actually it's a good way of deciding what you need, rather than guessing at it all the time. What mineral is the body in need of now? What mineral is my body in need of right now? I got number 9. What is that? Number 9 is magnesium. Okay, that's interesting. I need more magnesium. That's not surprising. Yes, most people do. Hold your pendulum straight from the fingers. If you have it like looped around your finger, the important thing with dowsing is it will give you answers to questions very easily like this. But whenever you're dowsing, avoid asking questions where there's some emotional issue involved. Okay? Like, do I have cancer? Do not ask yourself questions like that. Yeah, is my husband cheating on me? No, don't do that. And there's different ways. And one of the things that I found it useful is blind dowsing. And when I will write a bunch of answers on little slips of paper, folded up, like where did I leave my keys? You know, in the car? Did I lose them? My neighbor swiped them, you know, whatever. Like I was missing a framing hammer from my garage, all of a sudden disappeared. And I wrote down the names of everybody who had been in that garage, although they are all trusted neighbors. I wrote them down, but I folded it up so I don't see the answer. But I included that in that, a passing ginseng hunter. And 3 out of 4 times on blind dowsing, it came up with a passing ginseng. Wow. And I got real ginseng hunter, a framing hammer. And I got real smart about locking the doors to my garage. That made me realize that I was not safe, you know, thinking that I'm living up in the middle of the woods, that that's not going to happen. But it gave me the answer.
The framing hammer can be used to pry up ginseng out of the ground.
Yeah. Well, before I got too smart, they also got one of my chainsaws. So yeah. You get smart real quick when things start disappearing, and you think you're in a secure location. So that's one way that you can use it. Okay. Any questions? Or if anybody doesn't want their brochure, if this is of no interest, you can leave it behind. We'll do, you know. But if you want to take it with you and use it, yes, please do keep it if you can use it. Yeah, do keep it. In my books, I have got dowsing charts that say which glyph do I need now and do I need the most. And the first book removes all the fear, the sadness, the heartache,